Morning Watch, being sanctified by the truth to move out of ourselves and into the trying God for the genuine oneness. Week 2, Monday, related verses. John 8, verse 12. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 17, verse 17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Ephesians 1, verses 17 through 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the full knowledge of him. The eyes of your heart having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Acts 26, verse 19. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. John 16, verse 13. But when he, the Spirit of reality, comes, he will guide you into all the reality. For he will not speak from himself, but what he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are coming. John 1, verses 4 through 5 and 9. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Verse 9. This was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. Related reading. According to the Bible, the Lord is the light, the truth, and the word. The word, which is also the truth, gives light, for in the word there is light. Therefore, the word, the light, and the truth are one. Truth is the realization and expression of light. Light is the source, and truth is the expression. The expression of light is the shining of the light. When light is concealed from us, it is merely light, but when it shines upon us, it becomes truth. Truth does not denote doctrine. It first means the shining of the light, the expression of the light. In other words, truth is light expressed. God never comes to us without shining upon us. When God comes to us as light and shines, we immediately have the sense of truth, of reality. Truth is not simply words written in the Bible. It is a heavenly spiritual vision televised into our being. We all need to learn to differentiate the speaking that gives merely a news report from the speaking that televises a vision into us. Every vision is a reality. In God's economy, there are many visions. For example, when Christ died on the cross, he shed his blood for us. If this is merely a doctrine to us, we cannot be saved. But as soon as the reality of the death of Christ is televised into our being and we see it as a vision, we are saved. When I was a child, I was taught that Christ died on the cross for my sins and that he shed his blood for me. This was nothing more than a doctrine to me until I was 19. Then the heavenly vision of Christ's death was televised unto me. At that time, I could see Christ dying on the cross for me, shedding his blood for my sins. When I saw this, I wept, I worshiped, and I thanked the Lord. That experience was the vision, the truth. According to the Bible, the Spirit is called the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of reality. The Bible also says that the Lord's word is truth. All the spiritual facts are contained in the word and conveyed by it. Christ is our holiness, Christ died for our sins, Christ is our life, the church is the body of Christ, Christ is the head of the church. All these are facts contained in the Bible. However, without the enlightenment from the divine electricity, these facts are mere doctrines. But when the Spirit shines upon these facts recorded and conveyed in the Bible, they become truth, reality. The Spirit seeks the opportunity to shine upon the Word. When He does so, we receive the truth. In knowing the truth, we thus have the facts, the Word, and the Spirit. If we have the Word without the Spirit, we will not have the vision. If we read the Word without the shining of the Spirit, we may have doctrine or news reports, but not the truth, the reality, or the vision. Thank the Lord that the shining Spirit is always within us. Whenever we open ourselves to Him, the light shines. As the light shines on the Word, certain things stand out and make a deep impression upon us. This is the truth. The church as a pillar is composed of all of us. Therefore, even the young sisters must know the truth. This is the reason that I encourage everyone, especially the young people, to get into the Word. All the divine facts are contained in the Word and conveyed to us through the Word. When the Spirit shines upon the Word, we have the heavenly television. The light shines upon the facts in the Word, and we know the truth.